Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing on this frigid, freezing Tuesday in the big city? Woo! It's cold out there. Nick, Barry, myself in studio. Jeez.
A little nipply.
I was driving in this morning listening to Charlie, and Charlie's all, I had retweeted, the University of Wisconsin campus is closed from 5 o'clock tonight until midday on Thursday. First, he was bagging on it because he said it's zero. And that's, like, ridiculous. So I had to text him and go, read the tweet again, dipstick.
Ooh.
They don't close until tonight because the front is the polar vortex is coming in this evening. So then he corrected that, and then he used it as a whole punchline so that he could rip on me, and I was like, okay, have fun, we got the show after you. So that's always a good, better position to be in.
Yeah, you never want to have to go first in any kind of diss contest or whatever. You always want to be able to go last, so he'll never get the last word for the day. He can start back up tomorrow.
He'll come back tomorrow,
but again, we get to go after him. So,
and he still has 2 feet, so that's always
what,
well, we already know what his shoe size, so we can always go back to that.
That's so mean.
You know,
so mean.
He gets to class quicker. He just has to take more steps. So what's up? What's been going on in the last 24 hours?
Well, disappointing for me.
Why?
I got stood up by Left Shark.
No.
Yeah. He messaged me right before we were supposed to start recording at 5:15 our time, 3:15 his time. And at like 5:13, I get an email. So I'm running late, and I can't do it until 6:45 your time. And I was like, well, I don't have the studio.
Right.
So we'll have to reschedule. And then he never got back to me. So we'll see what happens.
That sucks.
Yeah, a little disappointing. But you know what? That's the game. That's how it goes.
Left Shark doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Nope. Left Shark doo-doo. No?
Hate I still you. Think you'll get more yeses than those. I didn't expect any of these like 15-minute of fame people to like be divas, I guess.
You didn't?
No.
Well,
like speak to my agent, kind of like, really?
Right. Nobody's done that yet. Well, Chewbacca Mom did.
I was going to say, wait till you get to that Chewbacca Mom again.
Chewbacca Mom, she had like this website and you have to go through her agency or whatever, which I was like, okay. Well, I mean, live your best life. I'm not going to judge you. If you can get all that, good for you. Hey,
maybe
I'm not
you are.
True that. True
maybe
that.
You will.
What? No, I wouldn't. If she did the show, I wouldn't bring it
oh,
up.
Oh, she did it. Yeah. But I mean, if she blows you off,
I'm going to talk mess about her, for sure.
That'll be on the podcast, Chewy. you go check that out.
But yeah, no, so far everybody's been pretty chill. In fact, the guy that owned Keyboard Cat, his name's Charlie something, he just accepted my friend request on Facebook. So hopefully... I kind of had to low-key play it. Like, they didn't want to be like, oh, my God, he accepted my friend request. Will you please come on my podcast? I'm, like, letting him marinate for, like, a week or two and go and like a couple things on his wall. You know.
Nick, I think he's going to get more yeses than no. Runway.
You got to get the first base.
I think you're definitely going to get more yeses than no's. Because when you think about it at the end of the day, they got their 15 minutes of fame when all that went down, whatever they did. But this is free advertising. This is a chance in certain circles, if they say the right thing or you catch a certain thing that hits social media, becomes a blurb, they could get a rebirth of their 15 minutes of fame. So it's in their best interest.
I would agree. And I think also that if it's not something that left a bad taste in their mouth.
Yeah.
Or if they're not embarrassed by the situation.
Speaking of that,
probably would say yes.
For example, do you remember Grape Lady?
Oh, yeah, the lady that bit it in the squishing grapes for wine and did all the moaning.
Do you remember that video?
Yes.
Where she was like, I bet I can go faster than you. And then she fell off the platform and broke her rib.
Yeah,
she's like,
That's
exactly how it sounds.
It really did. She was like a morning.
I've watched it a million times. I can do it verbatim.
That is so funny.
That was like a morning show TV reporter.
Yeah. And she like punctured her lung when she did it.
That was funny.
So, she has disappeared. Like, she was so embarrassed by it that she basically just went off the grid. Like, she's not in news or TV anymore. You can't find anything about her online. All you have is her name from, like, Know Your Meme and stuff like that that did the story. But finding her, no social media, no
really?
Email,
no
nothing.
One would let it go. No one would let it go.
You're forever that dummy that fell off and busted a lung trying to be cool. I bet I can go faster than you. Whoop! That's her now. So there are some that try to, you know, get away from it, run from it.
Wow.
One that I was kind of surprised that I found was, do you remember Miss Teen South Carolina 2007?
Was that the answer?
The U.S.
about
Americans
the, yes.
and the maps. So she's still available. Like, she's like doing all kinds of, but I don't think she's too eager to. I think she's another one where it was like, that was so embarrassing. She contemplated suicide after that.
I was going to say, that's every time that comes up, that's another crosshairs to exploit her stupidity in one answer, which is as opposed to Grape Lady, who the misfortune of slipping and falling in a barrel of grapes.
Which.
It's like she became a Warner Brothers character in the middle of the accident.
What I love is that she says, stop. Like, no one's doing anything. What do we stop? Stop. Like, no one's doing anything.
And the greatest thing for us, which is the most unfortunate thing for her, is it's live television. It's not like you're recording for a feature or on the news where you can go, let's just cut right there and see if she's okay.
Yeah,
no, you're rolling.
Let's redo it, or we just won't air this. No.
Stop.
That sounds like me on prom night.
Sounds like she's stop.
Wrong.
Sounds like she was like in Space Jam and got stepped on or something. It was a Warner Brothers character.
That sounded like it hurt though. It really did.
Yeah, it did. I mean, if she punctured, what did she puncture?
I think they said she punctured her lung.
Like, yeah,
what
I
do you think
that,
about it?
I think that's painful.
So it's those steel, like steel. It's like a tub.
Tub, right.
Yeah, and if you slip and fall and hit the edge of that thing.
Yeah, but she was on a platform, though.
Right,
that's
she kind of jumped down off
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, there was like a 6-foot fall or something like
which
that.
Which I think was the platform necessary?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, because I think it drains into like, doesn't it drain into something else?
Oh, still, okay. But on the to next point, you just step in it and start squishing away. It's the same thing.
I don't know.
You're only getting one big squish when you jump, and the rest of them, you still got a pound on them.
I'm just going to say I'm glad it was on the platform because we were given that gem of
true.
That. Also, another one that I want to reach out to that I haven't found yet is the Afro Ninja guy. He's the one that tries to kick that big dummy and misses and lands on his... he does a flip. He tries to... He's doing nunchucks and he tries to do a flip and he lands on his head.
I don't think he stumbles
and falls. Oh, you got to look it up. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's outstanding. I'm trying to get him as well.
Okay.
So, anyways, that's what happened to me last night. I got stood up and then went home and cried.
Hey, here's good news. How about this?
Okay.
Lisa had jury duty this morning.
Serves her right.
Lisa's already at home.
What?
How about that?
Yeah, you definitely got screwed.
No doubt about it. Moral to the story, don't, what do you call it when you call in or you just call in and you reschedule twice?
Uh-huh.
I think that's why I got screwed over.
They made it
last the whole day. They're like, you're going to mess with our system? Well, we're going to make you stay for a whole day and still not pick you.
Until 6 p.m.
She had four courtrooms. She did the same thing, showed up 7:45. She was on her way home at 11:30 because all four courts settled without needing a court. I'm like, kiss my rear end. That's ridiculous. She's on her way home.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Well. But, of course, at the same time, I told her she wasn't going to get picked anyway. Because when they get into jury pick and they look, they really scour your profile too, which I found out when they were calling jury numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But when they see TV news anchor, they're going to be like, the defense is going to be like, yeah, I don't need my client's case.
You think?
I think that's a big deal.
Because you can't talk about it during the trial. You can afterwards, but not during.
Right, but so even still afterwards, they're going to be like, especially if they lose, they're going to be like, yeah, that's...
Yeah, maybe so.
Because the defense lawyer that was like from the 60s, in the case I was in, he was, his wife, I guess, was from Wisconsin, but he made some flippant comment to one of the other jurors who said they were from Cleveland. He goes, well, I'm a Steelers fan, so how's that feel? And like, and the lady was kind of, and then, so I said something, and I was, and he goes, and where are you from, sir? It was about, like, do you have relatives in the police department? I go, actually, I do. And he's like, where are you from? I said, Wisconsin. And I go, that's your worst nightmare as a Steelers fan. And he started getting, he goes, oh, yeah, Milwaukee. And the guy's, like, feeding him notes. I'm like, wait a minute, time out. Why are you doing all this excessive background checking on me, bro? Well, let me see your profile.
That's funny.
So she's out. I was in for the long haul.
Well, good for her.
I guess.
I mean, don't be hating.
Well, I am. Believe me, that was the day of my life I can't get back.
Here, this is Afro Ninja. Ready?
Yep.
Backflip. Header.
Oh.
Look, then he gets up. He's still trying to
And he's still
that.
Doing the nunchucks.
Yeah.
With a concussion.
I want to talk to that man.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to know if he's been ever able to pull it off.
Oh,
would
no.
you try again after you took a header like that? I think I'd be done.
Well, I wouldn't have had the first version still out there.
I know. Yeah, well.
Man, that's one where you are taping. You got a chance to do a second
you
take.
You had a chance to delete that, and you didn't.
All right, we're just getting started. 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-ESPN. That's our HRP listener line. You can call. You can text. You can also hit us on Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Back with a whole lot more. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, segment two, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Literally, how long have we been doing this show?
About 2 years.
Well, a Super Bowl would be 2 years full time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So a little over 2 years that we've been together back when I was doing Mondays and Fridays.
Right.
Or no, I was doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Trap was doing...
Yeah, I don't keep
Trap was doing Monday and Friday.
Right.
That's the first time since we started this over 2 years ago that I completely stoned Nick going into the segment.
You threw me off. That was the first time, for sure.
Was it the first time?
Yeah. Because, I mean, I've done it before, but
yeah, you kind of just completely froze for a second.
If you don't know, a little break in the fourth wall here. Like, right before our mics go hot, Nick, in our ear, in our headphones, will tell us hot, which means the mics are hot. Whatever you say is going to go out over the air.
Right.
Sometimes I'll yell at him as he says hot, I say hot. And there's always this pause. And if you time it right, I beat him to it this time. So as he was getting ready to say hot, I just yelled hot. And then he didn't know what to do. He froze. And it was beautiful.
And what is that word you always use? Cantankerous? Is that what?
Cantankerous.
Yep, that's
yes.
a good one.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah,
that's what you were doing. You were being.
I was being cantankerous. I was.
Yeah,
it felt good though. I got you. I was.
You did.
That was good.
You did.
Got to make that happen more often.
No.
Hot. That's what he does. It's better than.
It doesn't tell he's about to like he's throwing up violently. Like
that's what he does. Mics are hot.
You could tell though, like the other stations are not. Used to that or normally don't do that because Palillo and Cody Stutes, like if I turn their mic on, they'd be like, nah, I'm turning it
Can
off.
Can I just tell you why?
And I'm going to turn it on when I want to turn it
oh,
on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You two completely leave it up to me. So like,
yeah.
Yeah, but like Palillo, Cody Stutes, they like to take control.
I've noticed Zerline does that too where he'll turn his own mic
on. That's because at the two other stations we're talking about, which I've had interactions with both, that's the way they do it.
710 and 690.
That's the way they do it. And Charlie was so hands-on during his show, especially when they were at 790. He literally would punch in the phone calls.
Oh, man, I would love that.
He was punching up his own mic.
You know what I want? I want my own soundboard. I've seen some radio shows where they'll have their own soundboard where they can do their own sound effects.
Yeah, Jason Braddock did it.
Huh?
Oh. He did everything. He did. When he was doing that his own radio station there at the start of the year.
Yeah. But I've seen like studios, like at 710 or 690, where they'll have the whole board thing in front of them and they'll push things, boing, 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 or whatever sound effect they want.
Yeah, so like, I feel like top 40 stations or like hip-hop stations, like Sarah, PK, and Ivan.
Who?
Oh, no idea.
What are you listening to?
Back in the day, there was a morning show called Hot. What is it? Hot. I don't know. It was on 95.7.
I have no idea what that
Sarah,
is.
Sarah, PK, and Ivan. Believe me, a lot of Houstonians know
it was
who they are.
Very popular?
Extremely popular.
Okay. Are you talking about Sarah Pepper. I know her.
Oh, I met her. Nice
she's
gal.
She's great, great lady.
Yeah. She really is. There's no way Houstonians don't know that show. But really? Like, PK was on the board. He had a board that basically looked exactly like the one.
You have?
And he was talking on the air. So you see that a lot. But like in the sports talk dynamic, I feel like it exists, but it's not as common, I feel like.
I was gonna say, our show is probably the exception more than the norm. Maybe John Henry Hill with Dell. Mm-hmm. But we're probably the only two shows where it's the producer is as involved.
True.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But what I don't like is that you control all the sound.
I love that part.
See, that's what I want to be able to goof a little on y'all. And I can't. I can't do drops for you. Because you've said your fair share of stupid things.
More than your fair share. And then you cackle and chuckle because you know we can't get you back.
He's going to play all the drops if you're not careful.
I know.
He's going to do it again.
Let me tell you this. This was one of the weird things. Because I worked with a guy back in the day. And I think it's similar, Nick. But for game ops, for sporting events. He was really, really computer savvy. He created the program that's now called Game Ops Commander, where it's all at the click of the mouse, where you can, you know, fire off every sound effect, every sound, everything he needs, every song for every hot timeout list, everything like that. And it was all done so that at the scores table, you just needed one laptop and you just real quick fire it up. He did it while an employee of the Portland Trail Blazers. And Paul Allen and those boys decided since you're an employee of ours when you created it, it's ours, not yours.
Oh, that's dirty.
Oh, screw job.
Yeah, that's big time screw job. And he got no royalties or nothing from it?
No, and it was like he was going to sue him. I don't know if he ever did. It was going to go to court. I was like, well, you can kiss your job goodbye when you start suing your employer. But
well, still.
I know. I'm here. I hear you. Well, the other one, especially with the Anthony Davis talk now. Everybody uses Trade Tracker on ESPN?
Yes.
Okay. So one of Daryl's first hires when he got the Rocket job, Sachin Gupta, who later followed Sam Hinkie to the Sixers, and I believe he's either back with the Rockets, but he's brilliant. He was interning at ESPN. He created that entire Trade Tracker.
Really?
Got Zippo.
Boy, that would piss me off.
Ooh, would I be hot?
Like, but you would think they're smart enough to like copyright that or like protect it somehow.
Yeah, but a lot of companies, when you join, they'll have certain things where like if you create something while you're at that company, they own it.
The entity is smart enough to take advantage of the interns they bring in to realize, in the rare occasion, if it goes well, it goes well for us.
Yeah. Like Monday Movie Moments with Trey. Gal's going to make millions off of that from us. Nothing we can do about it.
Way back Wednesday, every station in America is using it now.
That's right. I mean, like, you know, it's what happens when you're leading the charge.
Wait till FEF Friday takes off. Yeah, I'd be pissed. Because you know what? You're an intern. You're happy as hell that they picked you out of however many candidates there were. You're looking to get the first step in what you hope is a long career and get your foot in the door with a big time name. You'll sign whatever they put in front of you. You think you're signing for health insurance and you're signing away your life.
Whatever you come up with.
Can you imagine? Because think about it. At the time that my buddy did the Game Ops Commander, no one had that. Now colleges, every sport uses it, from hockey, MLB, across the board, basketball, football, everything. They're using it everywhere. He got Zippo.
That sucks because
that does suck.
It could be a situation as well where, you know, he was just showing good faith and he wanted to prove himself as a worthy employee for the company, and then they just steal the stuff. So that's not cool. But I'm not shocked that happened because thievery is very common.
Well, I mean, you think
in
about
all
it,
industries.
Like, yeah, there was like... The lady that invented like green bean casserole worked at one of the food places that she was. That was her job. She just came up with new food ideas, and now it's like the most used recipe around the holidays, like Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. And she saw nothing from that. And they benefit because everybody buys those stupid onions or whatever it is for the casserole. So, like, yeah, even if you're at, like, if you work at Dow and you invent something, that, they own that. You don't get that.
That just sucks because without you, they don't have it either.
Exactly. But that's what you're getting hired for unless you're going to invent something on your own, take it to Shark Tank.
Which I watched, by the way, the other night.
Shark Tank?
Yeah. It's good. They had Barkley on there. There had to be a prerequisite that said, Charles, you don't have to spend any of your money, and we're going to take you along. Cuban took him along on one deal, and so did Lori. There's no way Charles is going to go out and go, I'm in.
I used to love Shark Tank. I feel like it's past its prime now. It's I don't watch it anymore, but I still watch it all
I
the
used
time.
To love it. I just haven't all watched it in forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still some good ones, but some of these people are a little bit all up and caught up in their own moment thinking that they got, and when they start getting just drilled by the sharks, it's like, you guys got to understand, you got to come better prepared for this.
Exactly. You've watched it how long now? And you still don't go in there with financials? Idiot. You have no business running a business if you didn't go in there with financials.
No doubt. All right. Hey, we're running some business here, and well, hopefully that involves you. So if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text, hit us on Twitter. By the way, a reminder, it's 48 degrees outside, but the beer, 29 degrees at Twin Peaks. We're going to be there Thursday off of 290 for a special pre-Super Bowl extravaganza.
Yeah.
But just remember, Twin Peaks, if you want to stop out there Thursday and everywhere you go, 29-degree frosty beers and the chance to win a $250 gift card if you see us Thursday at the one off of 290. Charlie's going to be there. We'll be there. The Blitz will be there. You can have your own Super Bowl party if you win while you're there, but we'll be there. So it'll be a lot of fun. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday, Super Bowl week. Obviously, we will get down to business later in the week. And boy, started with a bang last night. Nick, I remember you went to the big Monday night press fiasco with both teams when they first do that. Jake Asman is just having a field day. It's like...
Oh, I'm sure he's having a blast, as he should be.
It is. It's like a living field trip. I mean, every day is a new adventure.
Has he ever been before? Is this his first time? Oh, good for him.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, I think he has, good. Actually, man.
He had been one?
I think he's been to our Super Bowl. I think this is the kid's like second Super Bowl ready
to
row. Well,
that's true. There was one in New York, the cold Super Bowl, and he might have still been in New York back then. But boy, he's having some fun.
Living his best life, huh?
But I heard the guys talking in the hallway the other day, yesterday, with the whole AJ Picks thing. He finished last. So as part of the deal, he has to buy wings.
Is he pissed?
I know, because I knew exactly what he was going to do. He's going to go to the sponsor, and the guy that we know that sponsors Big City Wings, Sam.
Right.
And he goes, if I guess I did lose, because he was acting like he didn't know. I mean, come on, bro, you're like five games back of everybody. He goes, so I'm just going to get Sam. I'm like, see, I knew you were going to do that from the get-go. I knew you were just going to try and dump it off on a sponsor. That's why he didn't care about his picks enough.
Oh, bro, I'd have been all, if I'd have lost, I'd have been at Cowboys and Indians. Please, Haas, I love you so much.
I guess the deal just says you got to come up with the wings. It's not how you come
That's
up
right.
with the wings.
Like I said, I would have been like, how many people are in the contest? 15? Everybody gets a wing. Give me 15 hot,
I'm
naked, breaded to go. Yeah, I'm not buying, but I bought a wing for everybody. You get a
That's
wing.
That's not how wings work. People eat multiple wings.
I told you the solution.
Tough.
Now that they have boneless wings, you just go to one of the fast food joints that does the 20 nuggets for $2 or whatever and just get you about 100 and call it a day.
Well, I mean, I would have got wings. I would have gone legit. Then that way there's no bitching. Like, oh, well, that's a nugget, not a wing. I would have been like AJ.
You're still eating it.
Somebody. I would have gotten, so two wings for everybody. Then it's wings as plural.
Because that's the other thing. When are we all here at the same time? The whole premise was has to buy everybody wings.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And if Lance is here during any of that time, there's going to be not enough wings left for the rest of the crew that comes in the afternoon and the evening anyway.
You do pick on Lance a lot. I haven't really seen Lance's eating habits.
He double-dipped yesterday. He double-dipped. He had...
What?
He had... No, wait. He had his... During his show, Colby Q brought in massive amounts of barbecue in all different... And so when I walked into his office... His garbage can was full of, like, ribs and everything. He had hammered all that. I was like, bro, did you double dip yesterday? And he's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I'm not mad at you, but I'm saying, because when our show started, Twin Peaks came in, yeah, and everybody had a smorgasbord there, too. He goes, yeah, so? So I ate twice. So? And I also am stuck in my office all day, so I'm not... And I'm like, well, hey, man, don't get upset. I'm just saying, you had a great day yesterday.
Okay. I thought you,
I know you did.
He double dipped, like, he had a wing... There was a big bucket of ranch. He dipped in, ate some of the wing, and then dipped again.
Now, I know what he was saying.
Would have been so angry.
He was really defensive about it. I go, boy, bro, I'm not mad at you. It was a good day for you because normally you struggle like getting samples at the food court.
It was a good day for you, like, yeah, as a kid. Like, it's a good day. Who had a good day with the food?
Exactly, because he's like, hey,
Lancy
I'm in here all day and all night, man. And I'm like, dude, I know. I'm just saying it was a good day when you basically had catering twice in one day.
Who got his belly full? Lancy Pantsy got his belly full.
That's awesome.
I mean, he was so pissed. Like, bro, why are you worried about what I eat?
And then he comes out with his first mock draft.
Yeah? And?
Which I was reading. And he prepared for it. But boy, if we think we got people like that are... a little salty and like to take shots at us on the social media and stuff. Right off the top, he gets a guy that just starts ripping him because of his pick. I mean, let
on
him
Twitter
be wrong
or in the comments
on Twitter,
section.
Oh, right under really? It on Twitter, and he's like, and you can read his bio, and the guy's like a big Buckeye fan or anything like that. You got Bosa at 4, you dumbass, and this, that, and dinner. And Lance goes, well, they're already starting. I can only imagine the stuff he takes from
all
the different...
He has Bosa at 3.
Yeah, he has Bosa at 3.
Kyler Murray at 4.
Which is interesting.
Surprising. That's a
very
stupid ass. No, I'm just kidding. I'll tell you what, of all this, and Texans at 23, Greg Little, offensive tackle from Mississippi.
Makes sense.
In case anybody's wondering.
Right.
The most interesting thing from his original mock draft is that you know who he's picking in the Super Bowl. He's got the Patriots picking 31st. He's got the Rams picking 32nd.
Oh, very observant.
Yeah, look at that. So, Lance, I think he's riding his team Rams.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I dig it.
That's a good pick. And Nick, you had already pointed out that it was very interesting that the Raiders taking Kyler Murray at 4. One, he's the number one rated quarterback. 2, Gruden, who just spews things out of his mouth at all times, but he's already got Derek Carr, and yet he's going to take Kyler Murray.
Yeah, he's got Kyler Murray at 4 for the Raiders. Then he's got Jalen Ferguson, edge rusher, at 24 for the Raiders. And then TJ Hockenson, tight end, at 27 for the Raiders. Also very interesting. In the first round, Ed Oliver.
So that was going to be mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be my biggest surprise in his first mock draft.
Go ahead.
The fact that Ed Oliver, which everybody had projected as a top 5, top 10 pick, and then, you know, he was definitely taken off the bowl game and had all these different things going on because he was going to be a high, high pick. And now he's gotten him fall. Where'd he go? All the way in the late 20s.
28.
Wow. But you know what that meant? Because the reason why that was surprising to me is because I thought, from the way Lance was talking in the hallways, that Ed Oliver wouldn't get picked up until the second round. Which, if this is accurate, I guess if you're hovering around 28, you could potentially...
He could fall.
Fall to the second round.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, he hasn't really been that high on Ed Oliver as, I guess, Houston fans. But, yeah.
Yeah, and, well, it is... If he does think that... Because, so at 31, he's got the Patriots taking a defensive tackle in Christian Wilkins. And then he talks about, if you look at Belichick's draft history, you'll see he values offensive and defensive linemen in the first round. So we talk about Ed Oliver dropping to the second round, but it may be that if he's not picked up by a team like the Chargers at 28, that the Patriots might take him because they may see that as a
value pick.
Hey, this guy was supposedly top 10.
And the other thing with New England is, because Lance has knocked on him, because I asked him about it once his draft came out, was the fact that he thinks Ed's a little undersized. But because he's so athletic, the Patriots are the perfect team to say, hey, instead of playing you inside, you could also spend some time moving him around in the outside And because he's so athletic and still so super strong, that they're one of those defenses where their versatility, they move guys around, they could possibly try him outside if he's undersized.
So Lance's top five in order. At one, going to the Cardinals, he's got Josh Allen, edge rusher. At two, he's got Rashawn Gary, edge rusher, going to the Niners.
Michigan.
At three, he's got Nick Bosa, edge rusher, going to the Jets. So he's got three defensive linemen, three edge rushers as the top three picks in the draft, which I find to be very interesting. Mm-hmm. Then at four, he's got Kyler Murray going to the Raiders. And at five, he's got Quinnen Williams, a defensive tackle, going to the Bucks. So four defensive linemen four defensive linemen in the first five picks of the draft.
That's interesting because I remember a couple weeks ago I told you that the early look at from an evaluation of talent standpoint was over 20 defensive players taken in the first round. It's going to be a very defense dominated first round.
But he does have 1, 2, 3, 4 QBs in the top 10.
Yeah, and the fact that Murray's the highest Kyler rated Murray. One and that Haskins is like the third ranked one. He slid.
Daniel Jones is 6 to the Giants. Dwayne Haskins 7 to the Jags. Both of those make a ton of sense.
Right.
And then at 10, he's got Drew Lock going to the
I think
Broncos.
He's got 4 in the entire draft. It's not just in the top 10.
In the first round.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the entire first round, yeah.
The Gary the story is very interesting, too. The defensive lineman that you said is going to.
Rashawn Gary.
I don't know if you guys saw this story last week. He's created his own agency. So he's going to represent himself.
What?
He's also representing another player in the first round, but his whole goal was to make his career and capitalize on the fact that with the attention he gets as a player too, that he's going to be able, he's hired an existing agent because he does not have his
license
to mm-hmm. be an agent, but he's created the agency. And he's got an agent to leave a high profile agency to come over to be with him, and he's going to try and be an agent while he's playing.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's different. That's like player coach, right?
Yeah,
that's Pete Rose managing the Reds and playing,
and his mom is like director of marketing and
all
this stuff.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that, but at least you get someone with experience as an agent that signed clients and written up contracts and things.
Right.
If it works, look, you make a lot of friends along the way, guys you played with in college, guys that you're working out with and things like that, and just go, hey, if you need representation, bro, I got you, and it's not going to be as expensive, or I'll cut you a deal early and all these other things.
You could also make a lot of enemies.
True.
Like,
that's very true.
But if he wanted to be successful, it's not a bad idea. He can totally network. If he can have friends on different teams, he can get them to sign, and then when he retires, he kind of gets the business, as opposed to waiting a couple years after you've retired, and then you try this business, and you're not even sure. You know what I mean? Like, it's a good opportunity to get, like, a good client base.
Yeah.
Because he's in the league now.
I would be more worried about representing myself. And the reason is because when you think about it's a negotiation. I mean,
sure
you're and in negotiations, it can become personal and passionate. And you don't want either of those involved in a negotiation. And when you feel like, hey, man, this is me. Like, why? Your agent can keep that separate. And your agent will, a lot of times, there will be conversations that the player will never know about. They just know what the agent comes back. So the agent can take off some of the edge from the team and kind of soften the message so that if it was a contentious negotiation, then the player doesn't feel like, well, they were never nice to me from the get-go.
Chris Archer.
Yeah.
Chris Archer, when he was with the Blue Jays, and Marcus Stroman as well, too. They wanted to know everything, and they went to arbitration.
And
they are ticked off, man. Yeah. I mean, Archer was traded already, but Marcus Stroman's one of those guys going, really, guys? He was tweeting, really, guys? That's really how you think about me? But yet you want me to go out there and pitch and give everything I got for the next year or two, whatever it is? Yeah, that's a salty situation. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, I would be really careful as a player because, plus, when negotiations with it can get personal. It can get... They're going to break you down and tell you why you don't deserve the money you're going to get to bolster their side of the negotiation. And now you think, oh, well, this team hates me. So you don't see a lot of that when you have an agent in between.
And, obviously the agent's going to represent him.
Yeah.
But I think the other thing that's going to...
Oh, so he's not representing himself.
Right. It's his agency, but the he hired an existing agent. I'm sure he will. I'm sure on the marketing side and the marketing deals and things like that.
No, on the negotiating side, too. Like, I'm sure... Because he wants to be an agent.
For his own deal, I would think so.
That's what I'm saying, which is a terrible idea.
No, it's his agency representing him, basically, but he's not negotiating the deal because he's not a licensed agent yet.
But he'll be in there. I guarantee you he would be involved in it. If he wants to be an agent one day... Why are you not going to start getting involved in negotiations
it's like
with
a paid
the agent
internship? He's paying himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I bet you he's going to be involved.
I think you're right, but maybe not in his own, but maybe will. I don't know. The other thing I think you're getting into, too, is a guy that gets mad. I played with you, bro. You're not going to sign me?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you ask me if you wanted to represent me?
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. That's a tough situation right there. Yeah. Catch 22 in a lot of ways, but that'll be interesting to see. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN.
97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Still first hour, three-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Talking a little football, and of course, obviously, it'll consume us more as we get through the week. As the Super Bowl festivities are just getting started. Plenty of locker room fodder to be had by all, as everybody was talking a lot about that. But obviously, there's still a lot of other things going on in the world of sports. The Rockets tonight hosting the New Orleans Pelicans. We made the joke, Anthony Davis coming to Houston, but maybe he won't. He's been ruled out with a bad finger, but everybody's making such a big deal of this trade. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, do you think that it's a bad finger, or do you think they're like, hey, we don't need you getting hurt. You don't want to get hurt. If we're going to trade you and get something back, let's just shut it down for a little while and see what we can make happen.
And Nick was bringing up, I thought Nick brought it up yesterday. One of us brought up the fact that there was a certain point, something happened where you started to get the idea that this marriage wasn't for the long haul, that things had happened. But I was going to bring it up yesterday. The finger has been a big issue. They came out initially when he hurt the finger before he demanded to be traded or asked to be traded and said it's going to be probably a 6-week process or something like that. And he's like, no, it's not. He's like, I could probably play tonight, but it's not that bad. And that's when I said, oh, Lord, when you start fighting about medical issues, that's when it's over.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened with Kawhi in San Antonio. Yeah. They fought about medical issues.
Oh, the whole year.
And somebody even suggested Anthony Davis should just go the Kawhi Leonard route. And maybe that's what this is. You know what? Yeah, my fingers hurt, and I got my own doctor to say I shouldn't play.
And he may not care that much because if he loses his opportunity to get a Supermax contract with the next team if he gets traded. So if he stays, he could get like a $250 million Supermax contract. Yep. So there must be some bad beef if he's willing to surpass and avoid he's still going to get paid, but he could have got a Supermax contract. And that's just ridiculous.
But you got to play.
That's like ridiculous.
Well, so, I mean, it could still happen.
Yeah, if he's traded.
If he's traded, because they could do a sign and trade.
Right, but he won't be able to do it with the very next team until a certain day, a certain year. He won't be able to do it right away.
So they can't do it. So he can't do it. So the Pelicans can't do a sign.
He won't
trade.
Be able to do a
they
Supermax.
Can't give him
one
a Supermax
of the new rules
in
the new collective
him.
Bargaining agreement is once you sign that contract,
you have to stay there.
You cannot be traded for a certain amount of time.
So they don't have sign and trades anymore.
They have sign and trades, but when you're talking about
Supermax
for Supermax players, and also the trade rules are in place so that when you want to trade a player, like Marquise Chris, who just came out and decided that he wants to be traded. Oh, Lord, that's heartbreaking. But you can when you're traded from Phoenix to Houston, you're not eligible to be traded for a certain amount of time.
Right.
So that kind of hinders getting the Supermax and getting dealt in the case of if they wanted to get it done right now.
Okay.
But, yeah. So I don't think it's as big of a deal. The thing I like is the Pelicans issued a statement yesterday going, we are not going to have any outside forces that are going to be deciding when we're going to do whatever we're going to do. And good for them. Take your time. You still have the upper hand. And yeah, now they're saying quietly, hey, we're just going to tell everybody that we're not going to re-sign with them. So that just kind of brings the what the return value could be for New Orleans. But at the bottom line is at least they can get still get something for him. And there are teams, sleeper teams. And Nick, you mentioned there's a lot of teams we talked about yesterday, too, teams that are in the mix or want to be in the mix on Anthony Davis. And the Celtics have to wait. But the Lakers, Knicks, Celtics, Sixers, Nuggets, Blazers all have been mentioned. Two dark horses that no one's mentioning right now that I read an article on this morning are the two teams that don't care if he resigns or not. They want him for the next year and a half to make a run. Milwaukee.
Oh.
Toronto.
Oh.
Because both teams feel like they're that player away. And if he wins one or finds a lot of success, sniffs not only the playoffs but goes deep, the East isn't as maybe as strong as the West, where they could maybe even get to a finals, whether they win it or not, that could sway him enough to want to stay. And in the case of Toronto, and if Kawhi goes, well, if I could play with AD and you could sign us both, we could stay here.
Yeah.
So those are two teams to keep
an eye
on.
That's interesting.
Yeah, there's a bunch of teams. I mean, we threw out the Rockets. The Lakers would obviously be an awesome team. The Knicks is interesting because they could get Zion Williamson. So, like, they could give if they're willing to give up that first round pick, that first pick in the draft, you know, the Pelicans could just, instead of, like, retool, just do a complete rebuild and then give up Anthony Davis. And they could get Porzingis in the mix, too.
Can I ask y'all a question? Because I read that. Do y'all think, would y'all give up Zion Williamson?
I don't know if I would. It just depends on the Knicks. If I were the Knicks, I wouldn't give up that number one pick. But if the Pelicans could intrigue the Knicks and say, hey, we'll give you Anthony Davis, but you're going to have to give me this player, and that number one pick. I mean, it might be tempting.
I mean, it's a hell of a package.
It is because, I mean, Zion Williams could be the next LeBron James,
right,
but he could be the next O.J. Mayo. He could be the next, you know, I mean, everybody thought O.J. Mayo was the next Kobe.
I just get tired of the highlights already every night. What more can you say? I mean, this guy is just the sensation. He's shooting it a little better.
Well, I was about to say, I don't watch college basketball, and that's not a secret on the show. But I was going to ask you guys that do. Every highlight I see of Zion Williamson is him dunking. Does he do anything else?
Yeah,
does he have any other skill sets? Because that's great. And, you know, so maybe he's more Sean Kemp than LeBron James. But if all the kid can do is just dunk, that's you're going to need more.
He's making threes now. I really like that comparison right there. I like Sean Kemp because at least initially, as he gets acclimated to playing in the NBA, that's exactly a great translation. A big, big body that can fly.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kemp was the rain man, but had to develop offensive skills facing the basket.
And now, Kemp did.
Yeah, and he did, right.
Yeah.
And so he's made some face-up. He's making the face-up three now, and he made a couple again last night.
Okay.
But overall, when I look at it, I don't think I give up Zion Williamson for Anthony Davis, what, 26, 27 years old. He could give you something, but the upside seems to be so much. We know who Anthony Davis is. I just don't know if you know how good Zion Williamson can be.
Plus, it's a complete rebuild. Because you're going to have to probably give up Porzingis in the deal as well. So it's not like you're going to be able to give up the first round pick and keep Porzingis. So you're going to have to give up a lot. So it's going to be a complete rebuild in that situation. And that's you're banking on Williamson a lot more.
And the other thing that sucks for the Knicks, though, Nick, is the fact that he wants to win. You ain't winning there for a while.
Yeah. And
that's true.
I mean, one thing, too, if you're New York and you're doing that, you look at a guy who's 25 in Anthony Davis, and that's young.
Sure.
I mean, he could probably play till he's 35, another 10 years, but he's a big man. And we all know the wear and tear on their body and, you know, knees and feet and all those issues. You don't know if you could get 10 years, whereas
he's been dinged up a lot in the last couple of years.
He could get 10 years easily out of that kid.
If not more. And the thing is, to your point, it's also become a little man's league.
Yeah.
So he's not exactly a big, bulky post player, you got to run.
But I would say Anthony Davis might be a better shooter than him at this point, too.
Sure.
We talked about yesterday the fact that he can knock down 35% of his three-pointers.
Yeah.
For a big man, which is crazy good.
It's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Because, look, I'm not as high on the other two kids from Duke, but I just think the potential for a team, especially like, Nick, when you're saying rebuild, or you get a small market team, I wouldn't give him up. Because, like you said, 10 is on the short side. As long as you can re-sign him along the way,
right,
and he can make the most money with you, that's a franchise-changing draft pick.
Yeah, It's one of those ones when you look at a team and go, man, how lucky is Milwaukee to have gotten the Greek Freak? How lucky is, you know, this team or that team? He's one of those guys that in 5 years we may be looking at the Knicks going, man, they got so lucky that was their year to get him. And now look at them. They're a perennial playoff team
every year. It's also key to get a guy that wants to play in that market. Because if you want out, you can, there are ways to get out, but you're going to sacrifice money. But sure. I always go back to what I know best, which was when the Bucks had Ray Allen, he was a guy that loved Milwaukee. And that's hard to do. And I speak from a guy that's grown up there. But with the winter and everything else, small market, he moved his mom there, his whole family there. He wanted to make Milwaukee his home. Well, Milwaukee hired George Karl as their coach and decided, I'm going to ship Ray Allen to Seattle for Gary Payton because that was my boy with the Sonics. Payton already had said, I'm going free agency no matter what you, if you trade for me or not. I am not staying in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And it ruined their franchise for the next 10 years because Gary Payton was one and done. Ray had a hell of a career in Seattle.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee was like, what do we do now?
Now what?
Yeah. It's terrible. So you got to make the right pick. But obviously that's game-changing, franchise-changing if you get Zion Williams.
I wonder if the Pelicans would take Marquise Chris because he wants out. So that would be a great trade.
No, I said to someone on Twitter last night.
Hello? Is this thing on?
Yeah. It's all fun and games that he can go out and say that. But the bottom line is, if anybody had even sniffed a chance of wanting him, he'd already be gone.
Yeah.
They've shopped him to everyone.
Nobody wants that dude.
Along with Brandon Knight.
Yeah.
So I don't know that those are going to be trade chips that are going to
do any good
for
Daryl Morey. Brandon Knight is just a guy
that's... For Daryl Morey.
He's available if we need him. That's basically Brandon Knight's title right now.
Right.
And how many times can you crap on a guy? Hey, we're trying to trade you every day. But when our point guards go down, why don't you play about 10 minutes and give me all you got?
Yeah.
Yeah, coach, I'm going to give it to you, and then you're going to get me out of town.
Yeah. Like I said, both of them could be leading the league in DMPs, CDs.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's not a financial investment, that kind of CD. All right, no. 1 hour in the books, 2 hours to go. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.